Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can contact me at that address for any questions or prayer requests or any other issue that you might have. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be not only a wonderful joy, but a privilege for me to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you for all who hear these words. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. I pray for them today as I do every day, that their lives would be heaven on earth, that your joy and grace would abundantly flow through their lives, making everything heavenly. And all these things I pray through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Heavenly Earth. We begin in Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covers the sea. In Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 3, where Paul said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. As I was praying today, these verses came to me, and I looked them up and began reading them, and as I did, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words, he said. My beloved ones, listen with your spirit and not your ears. See with your spirit and not your eyes. Almost everything you see with your natural eyes is a production of those who want to remain in charge of you. They don't want you awakening to the truth because they will lose control of you. They only show you what they want you to see. You must learn to see with the eyes I gave you and hear with the ears that I gave you. My loved ones, if you believe what you see with your natural eyes, you will believe the whole world is headed for destruction. Those who profit from you want you afraid and hiding and focused on fear, so that you can't see what they are doing. Dearest ones, just know that all their plans have come to nothing, and my plan that I put in place before I made the world is fully functioning and right on time. I have only one plan, and my son showed you the plan. He went around healing all who were oppressed and blessing all who were poor. He healed thousands upon thousands and fed multitude after multitude. And it was written that if all the things he did were written in a book, the world could not contain the books. You're not nearing the end of the world. You are nearing the end of the control of the world by those who have been ruling it for generations. As you just heard, that which was written in Isaiah, he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, which means his spoken word, and will slay the wicked with his breath. Do you remember that it was his breath that he breathed and man became a living body? This same breath will breathe life and truth into the world, and the wicked will no longer be able to hide in lies and deception. Our words are light, and darkness cannot stand in the light. So what is really going on? You are entering a new time that was planned ages ago, a time when my children will awaken from the grave of religion and stand on the earth in the power of your king and rule as kings and priests. If you have paid attention, you could see what is happening. Think of this. It was very troublesome when the children of Israel stood with a sea on one side and an army on the other, but they crossed on dry land and the army was destroyed. The fiery furnace was very hot before three men and their Lord walked from the furnace unburned. It seemed very disturbing when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, but he walked out without a scratch. It was the darkest ever when my son was hung on a tree and then laid in a tomb. He arose with victory for all. Don't focus on the army or the heat or the lions or even the grave. Focus on freedom. My loved ones, our dear Paul told you in his letter to the Ephesians that at the right time, I would gather all things in heaven and earth together under one authority, who is Christ. All these things were already accomplished in the spiritual realm, but now are appearing in the physical also. So be ready for a day like you've never even dreamed of, for you soon will be living on earth the way that people live in heaven. Soon you will see everything change. As it is written, shall a nation be born in a day? Well, the answer is yes. People who once fought each other politically will stand united as one in worship of your king. As our beloved John saw in the Revelation, many nations and tongues and tribes will all stand before the throne in unity. You will no longer be divided by your differences, but you will celebrate them, for you will know that you are all really one people. My loved ones who have ears to hear and eyes to see, make yourselves ready for the pure delight in your heart. In the world to come, there is no poverty, no sickness, no hatred, no murder, no war, and no famine. There will no longer be floods and disasters, because the earth that groaned and travailed in labor has given birth and rejoices with the children who came forth to rule over the earth in righteousness and truth. As my great prophet and friend Isaiah said, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. My loved ones, throw away the lies and the fear you've learned all your lives, and grasp onto the truth with all your might. Many have given in to the fear and have left the earth too early before seeing the earth they long to see. I want better for you. I want you to see the answers to every prayer you ever prayed come to pass, and to know that your God who reigns in heaven reigns on earth also. So, my precious ones, stir up the joy in your heart and break out in song. Cast away the depression and doubt and let my light burn brightly in you. No more worry and despair. Remember that you are my heaven and I live in you and you live in me and there is nothing that can harm you. In the beginning, I created the heavens and the earth. The earth is filled with my glory and soon you will see that all things have been gathered into one. No longer heaven and earth, but heavenly earth. Remember, my loved ones, love everyone who breathes and judge nothing by the seeing of your natural eyes or hearing of your natural ears. Use righteous judgment, which doesn't judge people, but judges the chains that bind them. Be at peace, for you live in a great day. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice, for you are my greatest delight. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by them. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.